Praise to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I pray for all these people that are listening. Give them understanding.
In the name of Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to me. In my earlier broadcast, I started preaching about the mystery group of God.
I was
talking about the greatest plan of God for the taking over of the earth. This is the plan that God has kept secret from the devil. How God is going to raise up these believers to the level of faith that he wants. How God is going to call an inner circle of believers unto himself that will be given such power. That is the mystery that was kept secret from the devil. As we read in the book of Revelation chapter
10
that when the seven thunders utter their voices, that the apostle John was told not to write down what the seven thunders said. That was because God wanted to reveal it to those people that will be concerned with it. And we are at the end of the world now. It is in this generation that God is calling people unto his army. I'm talking about the army of Michael that was recorded in Revelation chapter 12.
Revelation
chapter 12, verse 7. He said there was war in heaven.
So
Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. And the dragon was defeated. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And the Bible was saying that in verse 11, that they overcame this dragon by the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But who are these they that overcame? It was this Manshal group that was recorded in verse 5.
He said,
she brought forth a Manshal
who was to
rule all nations with a rod of iron.
Nora, Nora, home you talk, but Tagmo.
And Asha was caught up unto God and to his throne. I'm saying this man shall is symbolizing a mystery group of God. This will be a company of prophets of God. This will be a company of believers that God is going to give power unto. And they are going to fight the devil and cast the devil out of the heavens. And the mystery of how God is going to do this has been recorded in the thunders. There have been other prophecies that have been given even in this generation that concern this also. There was a minister called Evangelist Charles Price in the 1900 years.
Charles Price.
He gave prophecies that in this time when God is going to do this, that God is going to pass some believers through a lot of trials to prove those that are ready for this. And in this prophecy, he said That only a few will be able to pass through these trials. And that is the type of testing that God has to take every believer through, that I want to be part of this calling. Like I said in the earlier broadcast, I said, Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. All of us that have come to Christ, that have been born again, we are all called by Jesus. But out of those that are called now, he's going to choose some few.
Okay,
he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If you read it again in the book of Genesis,
we have it here, Bel Muheni,
when they talk about Enoch, they said Enoch walked with God. To walk with God means that you have to be walking closely to him. And when you are walking with somebody, if he speaks, you will hear. And then for you to please that somebody, you have to be doing what he wants. Well, the Bible said Enoch pleased God. That was why he was able to disappear without seeing death. I'm saying we Christians that are going to be translated in the rapture, we have to come to the same level like Enoch and please God. You believer that is listening to me, can God say you please him now? Can it be testified about you that you have pleased God in all things? That is why you have to begin to closely work with God
more.
So that you can please God and disappear in the rapture. This faith that will go in the rapture, it's stronger than the faith for healing somebody. This faith that is going to disappear without seeing death is stronger than the faith to work with some miracles or not. That is why you have to know that you have a long way to go. If you are still not able to damn any consequence, you are afraid for your life, how can you please God then? If you can't even pray for yourself, how much more pray for somebody else for healing? How can you be having this faith that you are talking about then?
Do we met in a little bit where I'm about to admit it? You know, having a great eye.
God is calling you onto a higher level of faith. What is faith?
Boy,
faith is trusting God that God is listening to you. Faith is trusting God that God is going to answer you as you ask. Faith is trusting God that God is not a million miles away from you. In the book of Hebrews, it was recorded here
Ebenate Hebrew ake gbon yotoba ni.
Say, but without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Do we me ya yi o umeti mo e ko sarin rin ye ye.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
Awon ko wan obosa de o ke ke no ya yi ge iyen no.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Iyon ha ri e nwan ye mi nu we gba lo boy.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said by faith Enoch pleased God.
Iya yi ora mere Enoch on your say no na me ti be go sack in
I said this is the faith God is calling you to come and have.
On ye iya yi no no nya ma be go alo buwe.
Actually it's not our faith.
Why iya yori ma.
It is the faith of Jesus Christ that he just wants to give it into you.
Iya yori Jesu Christi oh ni ye nu we.
Because no man has this faith, it's the faith of the Son of God. It is the faith of Jesus, but he wants to plant it inside your heart. But you have to want it. You have to be seeking for this type of faith. And then Jesus Christ will give it to you.
Again, in Jesus Christ,
he that seeketh findeth.
A woman of Gualora me,
he that knocked the door is open unto them.
I want no sober work who are Kunine.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, God is calling you and people into this inner circle of himself. And everyone that said, hey, they have come, God wants to pass them through a test. It will be a fiery trial that only a few will be able to pass through it. It is like a military training. Like I said, the military men, they normally go through combat that will look like a real war, but it's just training.
Ave yoko iya te arioko iya kabo wa kan ko giyan adamiya na mi iya kabo wa wegbe.
That is the type of training God is going to have to pass you through.
Egbe dame very oni e no nya wa very well da.
But he is able to stand with you and give you the power to go through it if you want. I said this brought me to a dream that a brother had some years ago.
Oh na mwe me ariye on a rime riekime ari imina ne timo pa mi e bere no
pe la. I'm telling you this dream is because I have had that same type of dream before.
Ude mi me na ta mu oni ri me ve mi gbe imina ni.
And this brother said in his dream he saw that he was in a classroom.
Owe imina na yen ke are e fon pa na ye be esuku.
And this is a brother that is a minister of God.
And
this is a brother that already filled with the Holy Spirit of God. He said he found himself in front of this classroom in front of his bunch of students.
And
he was standing in front like the teacher. He said he saw the people that were sitting down, like the students, they were like from small children up to the big one at the back.
The
little children were sitting in the front and the bigger ones are sitting at the back. But he said when he looked at them, they were all evil spirits, they were demons. Because the way they were dressed, he knew that they were all evil spirits, they were
demons.
He said some of them were one-legged, some of them were one-arm people. So the Lord God showed to him this vision to make him to see how what level he is. He said he started commanding these evil spirits, these children, to get out of the classroom. He commanded them in the name of Jesus that they must get out of the classroom and stand up and go out. I said this brother is a minister of God. And the brother asked the Holy Spirit of God. But he said he looked at them, they were just not even moving. He said they were just looking at him as if he's not talking to them. He said he was trying to threaten them to get out and they just didn't move. He said behind them was a bigger one that would look like an old man that was their boss. He said that one was sitting like on the throne behind them. He said he was trying to go towards that one to challenge him. He said as he was moving closer to that man, himself just fell down on his face. He said he just fell down on his face and he couldn't even stand up anymore. Then he woke up. He was asking me, what does that mean? I said that was God was telling you what level you are.
So
those company of evil spirits that he saw in those classrooms, those were the evil spirits that were to try him. He is to fight them from the little one to the bigger one behind them. I was telling him this, the meaning of his dream. I said God is showing you that even all you challenging them cannot even move the small ones, how much more the big one. I said when you can't even move the small one, that was why you fell down before the big one behind them. He said you are to begin to grow up now in power, in prayer, in fasting. So that when you command them, something like a bolt of lightning will come out of your mouth. Because I told him my own dream.
I said,
years before that, I have seen the same dream. And God uses that dream to show how you are moving up each time. I told him that if I appear in that classroom, all of those children, they will scatter. I said, I have seen myself in the front of those evil spirits that he saw like that, and they were running away from me. I was now confronting their boss. We were in the wrestle right now. I said, those little ones, they always run off and they throw stones from a distance towards me now. I said, they can't stand in my presence anymore. That is what God is telling you. God allowed those company of evil spirits to encamp around about those whom he wanted to test. And he then asks you to begin to beat them down. So that when you command them in the name of Jesus, they have to bow to you or they run off.
When you are hurting them,
they will run away.
Because
there is power in the name of Jesus.
But
Jesus Christ is putting that power in our mouth. As you move closer and closer to Jesus. As you build your faith in fasting and in prayer with Jesus. As you let your righteousness shine forth more and more in Jesus. Jesus Christ. The little ones and the bigger ones will not be able to stand against you anymore. You have to begin to fight from their recruit onto their sergeants.
Okeken wesun ayima kom yotob nekere ni keke ya se normally le.
That is how soldiers normally take their crown.
Ediave yokoyamie okun ni na reni.
When the soldiers go to battle, if they can kill a sergeant, then they become sergeants themselves.
Ave yokonia na metik bwana no e sergeant ave the sergeant ni ya.
If a soldier can kill a major, he himself become a major.
Soldier na meti big bwana no tie major ava yokun oge major ne.
Or if the soldier can kill a captain, he himself will become a captain.
This soldier na meti be captain wa to boy ava me captain ne.
And that is what Jesus is making us to be also.
Area be no Jesus Christ be old.
That is the trial. That is the trial he's talking about.
Oni dame no guaka.
Those that said they want to be partakers of this Elijah company of saints.
Emani honi aye be ne Elijah ye.
He called them into this type of testing.
All tiya de we dame na.
So that they begin to fight against those evil spirits.
Ni ameke na guavoni baby kong.
Until they beat down even their captain and their field marshal.
Ni am muave ave no wa nekere keke ave ni kwani buto.
Very soon it will be Satan himself that will be confronting them.
Vegena ipe ni aya to be a aguesu kong.
In the final analysis, we are going to beat down Satan. Satan will have to bow before us.
No go keke ma wa.
That was what the Bible said in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
Oh, nie beno wa egun akan be in Revelation when we va
that this martial group of believers
were a mona yare me yagina
that they overcame the dragon.
Aya came wesugboto.
They didn't run away from the dragon.
Ya ma le nesu.
They beat down the dragon. And God is calling you onto this type of level of faith.
Only those
people that are able to overcome the dragon like that,
there's
nothing that can kill them anymore.
Because
in the book of Hebrews chapter 2,
the
Bible said that is the only power that the devil has.
He
threatened human beings with death.
But
Jesus Christ has defeated the devil.
And
Jesus Christ has given us the power over the devil.
And
Jesus Christ has come to deliver them who through fear of death were subject to bondage of the devil.
That means
that all the power that the devil has is to threaten men with death. So when God gives us this power as the company of believers that I'm talking about, and we beat down the devil, that is when we can disappear without death on this planet.
That
is what God is talking to you about.
Do
you want to be a partaker of this calling of God? This is the price of the high calling that Apostle Paul was talking about. Go and read the book of Isaiah chapter 28, verse 23.
29.
That is the type of testing that God is going to place past Christians through. Different tests for different individuals. And Apostle Paul also said that anyone that is running a race must be temperate in all things.
Oh man, no.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Do you want to be a partaker of this calling of God?
I'm
saying the door is still open.
Oh, then I ki you turn where.
God is calling you also onto this higher level of faith.
E no nyama ti wen we aru we
buna. Wants to be a member of this company of believers.
Oh, no we are swinana.
And look at what Apostle Peter was told, was revealing to us.
Peter
in 2 Peter chapter 1.
Peter unupo giver.
Now I'm going to reveal a mystery. I'm going to reveal a mystery to you. This is a mystery that God has revealed. This is part of what is in the thunders.
In the
book of 2 Peter chapter 1,
verse 10
to 11, Apostle Peter was saying this. He said, wherefore the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure.
Well,
if you do these things, you shall never fall. What are the things he said you should do?
They
are in verse 5 to verse 8.
This is
talking to believers.
Only those
that shall never fall, that this is going to be given to. Verse 11 is going to be given to those who shall never fall.
He
said, if you do these things, you shall never fall.
And
then if you never fall, what will God give to you? Read verse 11.
Therefore,
so an entrance shall be ministered unto you. An entrance shall be ministered unto you. Into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What is he talking about? He is saying you have not entered in yet. You may say, well, I have been born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, but there is still an entrance to be ministered to you by Jesus himself. And only those that Jesus Christ realized that they can never fall will be given this entrance.
That's why Jesus Christ said,
many are called, but few are chosen. You may say, but I'm a minister of God. Well, remember the story I told of that minister dream. Apostle Peter said, when you have done all this godliness, brotherly kindness, patience, faith, he said that you will never fall. Then an entrance will be entered to you.
Peter later, when I were have a woman, keke amwegborio toni, ave mi hia ni when I were ni hia, where I want in again in onya kudeni nwe.
What am I talking about? You see the same entrance that David was talking about in Psalm 118. In Psalm 118, verse 19 to 20. Then he said, open to me the gates of righteousness. He said that only the righteous will enter this gate. This is the gate that I'm talking about. It's a spiritual entrance that will be ministered to you for you to be part of the kingdom of God.
And
I want to pray for you right now. Do you want to be partaker of the kingdom that you are talking about? Do you want God to make you one of the selected few? He said, many are called, but few are chosen. I want to pray for you right now. Say,
Jesus
Christ, make me accountable.
Count
me worthy, Jesus.
I pray
for those that are listening to Lord Jesus.
Give
them understanding.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and we'll see you again next time, in Jesus' name.